Good morning. Today we are continuing our conversation of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, of living in the land of Israel. And we are going to discuss in particular what are the requirements to fulfill this mitzvah. And in particular, if somebody simply comes to visit, comes for a day or two or a week or a month, and then returns to Chutz Laretz, is there a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So we're going to bring various opinions in this. We're just going to talk about some fundamentals to start with. So what type of mitzvah is this? So the Tshuvas Igros Moshe writes as follows: Rav Poskim, according to the majority of Poskim, Yesh Mitzvah Ka'es Lador Be'Eretz Yisrael. There's indeed a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel today. However, we have to say what type of mitzvah it is. He says this is not the type of mitzvah that is an absolute chiyuv, an absolute obligation that you have to do, because if that were the case, everyone living outside of Israel would be violating an aseh. They wouldn't be fulfilling aseh. But rather, it's not a chiyuv, mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis, which means that when you do the mitzvah, you fulfill a mitzvah, midoraisa, but there's not an absolute obligation to live in the land of Israel. So you still certainly fulfill it, but you're not obligated to go and do it. The Shilti HaKiborim gives us some information on how do you fulfill it. So he says that the mitzvah applies to Davka Lishtakeyahu mitzvah, only if you live there, V'lo Al-Manas Lashuv, but not if you go there with the intention of returning. So it applies to those who live in the land of Israel, but not for those who visit the land of Israel. And continuing in that vein, the Tshuvas Maharit, the Maharit lived in the latter parts of the 1500s and up until 1639. So he was of the view, Misha Ola Lirosa Al Das Lachsor, anyone who goes to visit the land of Israel, and this he's quoting the Ramban, that the Ramban tells us that the mitzvah yeshiva, actually living there, but somebody who goes just to visit with the intention of returning, Lo matzinu baze mitzvah meforsemes. There is not a great mitzvah in doing that. And he continues, v'afilu teima shezchus hu lo. Even if you want to say that there is merit, as we know, Chazal tell us, kol hamehalech arba amos be'eretz Yisrael, everyone who walks four amos in the land of Israel, muftach lo shuben ha'olam haba, he is guaranteed that he's going to get the world to come, but there is no kiyum of a mitzvah's aseh. So that is not the mitzvah, simply coming and visiting with the intention of going back. Now the Shut Rivash brings as follows in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Shafilu Holech Lischor, even somebody who goes to the land of Israel to do business, Oliros Pene Chavero, or to visit a friend, Chashuv Dvar Mitzvah, that is still a mitzvah. May not be the mitzvah midoraisa of living in the land of Israel, but it's a dvar mitzvah. Continuing, the Be'er Moshe says as follows, that if we look at the language of the Ramban, the pashtus, the simple understanding of the Ramban is she'ein shum mitzvah la'alot l'shem tiyul. There's no mitzvah to go and visit in order to take a tiyul there, to just take an excursion, a visit, or something similar, go to a bar mitzvah or a chasana, and then head back, that is not the mitzvah based on the language of the Ramban. But then he changes gear, and now we're going into an area, poskim, that are more lenient on this. He continues, ulam kasav de'ein kol hechrech lezeh. Truth be told, in the lashon of the Ramban, it could be that there is more flexibility. V'yesh lomar dal kolpanim, it could be that we could say that b'yeshivato ba'eretz Yisrael, when you come and you stay in the land of Israel a short amount of time, zman ma, just for a short amount of time, v'gam im ala ach v'ra k'de sh'yizke leishev dal admas avoseinu yom yomayim, and if the intention was simply to go to the land of Israel, to be in Israel, the land of our forefathers, even for a day or 2 days, says the Be'er Moshe, kiyam mitzvahs yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, you have a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even if you didn't go conquer the land, as the Ramban talks about. So we see an opinion of the Be'er Moshe that if the intention is to fulfill the mitzvah, even for a day, 2 days, you have a fulfillment. And the Mishnah Lachas Rav Menashe Klein says as follows, in the opinion of the Ramban, he goes even further, that even in the opinion of the Ramban, da'af la'alos, la'eretz Yisrael, al das lach, so even with going to the land of Israel with the intention of going back home. That is a mitzvah. And he says, "Umekayim bechol rega sheyoshev sham mitzvah sase." For every minute, every second, you're there in the land of Israel. You fulfill a mitzvah midoraisa, mitzvah sase. And he brings a parallel that the mitzvah of tefillin is to wear the tefillin all day long. Nonetheless, if you only wear it for a short amount of time, like is our minhag, we only put it on for shachris for the most part. We wear it for a short amount of time. He says, of course, you're mekayim the mitzvah by wearing it for a short amount of time. So he says the same thing applies. Visiting the land of Israel, even if it's just for a short amount of time, the Mishnah Halachas is of the view that we have a kiyum of the mitzvahs ase of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So there we have it, that we have a spectrum of views, those saying that the whole mitzvah is only if you live in that land of Israel permanently, but we also have opinions on the other extreme, that even visiting a day, 2 days, a short amount of time, we have a mitzvah, a kiyum of the mitzvahs aseh, but we should indeed, when making that visit, have in mind that we are being mekayim the mitzvah when we are coming, whether we're here permanently, and especially if we're here for a short amount of time, if we want it to rise to the level, according to those lenient opinions, of fulfilling the mitzvahs aseh of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.